Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Liddell.
And this is the Insider Report.
So let your ears do the walking as we fill you in on what's going on in the Brookings Harbor area and beyond.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. How you doing, Kat, this fine week?
It's Thanksgiving week. My husband's on vacation. I'm soon to be on vacation in a couple of days here, and just, yeah, kicking back. It's holiday season. How about you? How you doing?
Doing good. It'll be week two with Junior. He had an ear infection last week, so I had him home all week. And then, of course, this is vacation week. It's all in the timing. I was laughing at that. But, yeah, doing good. Just putting the paper together this weekend and everything. And going to take him out and do some stuff this week as well before Thanksgiving. But, yeah, it's Thanksgiving week. So did you guys do rehearsals all weekend? Is that what you did?
We've been rehearsing, and then a ton of set building got done this weekend, and it's looking so cool in there. I'm so excited to see it all start coming together. That, like, New York industrial, but with, like, the 80s, like, colorfulness. It's going to be fun.
Right on.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
You're getting into it. Sweet.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
That's great. Well, hey, we got a long show. I mean, we're going into December, and there's all kinds of stuff happening, and we got a guest and everything here. So before we get going, I'd like to thank Trike City Dispensary, the Oregon South Coast Fishermen, otherwise known as the Castaways, Jess the Jeweler, and the Oregon Coast VIP Marketing for sponsoring the Insider Report. And if you'd like to sponsor the Insider Report or one of the other fine shows, all you got to do is go to kciw.org and you will be on your way. And speaking of the guests, Mr. Dave Keene is here from the Castaways. Hey, Brother Dave, how you doing?
Hey, Bruce. Hey, Kat. Good to see you guys again and happy Thanksgiving. Before Thanksgiving, but happy Thanksgiving week. Let's put it that way. So looking forward to it myself.
You're on the land.
Yes, I am. Although if we were talking yesterday, I was out in the ocean yesterday, and I'd probably be fishing today if I didn't have a few appointments, this being one of them, of course, but it's never stopped me before from broadcasting out in the open ocean to do our fish report. But I do have a fish report. Are you ready?
Yeah, bring it on.
All right. Well, bottom fishing is still going pretty well. And that's what I did yesterday. Went out with a couple of my friends, didn't have to go out very far in a very beautiful ocean. And we did get our lingcod and our rockfish. So a good grade of lingcod and rockfish as well, which means they're pretty big ones. So that was fun. The salmon season is closed in the ocean. That's been closed for a while. The river is open for salmon. However, we're just hoping rain comes along soon because the fish are really stacked up in a lot of places. I mean, that's a good thing because that means the run is pretty good. We have a lot of fish in the river, a lot of salmon going up river. Just need the rain to get them up to the spawning ground so they can do their thing and make our babies for the future. So hopefully rain is coming soon. The crab situation is getting interesting. The commercial crab season along the Oregon coast has just been delayed. Was supposed to open up December 1st, and now they're maybe looking at December 16th. The reason they're delayed is because of the quantity of meat in the shells. It has to meet a certain threshold. They have to be what they call full or somewhat full before they can start the season. So they're going to wait till the 16th to reevaluate that. But another thing about crab, they also close all the bays and estuaries along the Oregon coast, which is kind of unusual. Usually that's open right now, but they just closed it 2 days ago because of domoic acid poisoning. So that's got us a little bit concerned because obviously the domoic acid is a bad thing if you ingest it. So we're just kind of on limbo in the crab situation. So I don't know if we'll have Christmas crab this year or not. Hopefully they'll open it before Christmas. Cause that's a big, big thing for a lot of people is their Christmas crab. Steelhead. Oh, the steelhead. We're getting closer. It should be after the next rain. We should see some steelhead making their way into the river system. And that's always a big, exciting time for a lot of my fishing buddies, including myself. It's a steelhead fever, if you recall. We talk about that every year. So that's what's coming up. You can get out and get some surf perch. They're okay to, and it's open to take some surf perch. And other than that, I think that's about it. Unless you have any questions. I'm ready for a question.
Yeah. Any answers? Any
questions? Of course.
Right on. Well, it seems pretty mellow out there now on the ocean, so that's a good thing. So
yeah. Yeah, it's going to get blown up. Later this week, we're looking at a big ocean again. So, oh, and the King High Tides are coming, the 24th and the 25th. So on Thanksgiving Day and the next day, the super, super big King High Tides will be here. It's always kind of fun to go down and watch the ocean during that, but be careful because the water will be up. You know, you want to watch for those sneaker waves and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, gotcha. And then last but not least, any meeting? You got a meeting coming up here?
We don't do a December meeting because we have our annual Christmas party, our Oregon South Coast Fisherman Christmas Party. That's going to be December 13th at the Elks Lodge. And that's always a big, big event, always a sellout for us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
A lot of fun. That's what's happening.
Right on. Well, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have you on board here with us, giving us the latest on what's going on in that water out there. And have a happy Thanksgiving, you and Mary Lou.
Oh, yes, and you as well. Got the family arriving tomorrow. Granddaughters and son and daughter and a dog and a cat. And bring it on. Bring it on. But it'll be fun. You too.
Right on. Right on. Right. Well, have a great one there, Dave. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, bye, Kat. See you, Bruce. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's always good. So there you go. We got the report out there on the fishies.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so we might as well just get right into the meat and potatoes here and go to the music schedule.
Yes, let's take a peek at that. So first things first, rounding out the month, the Italian guys are playing at the Tortuga Mexican Restaurant at 6 p.m.
That's right, on the 26th there. Chris Capitano on Friday, Zola's on the Water, 5:30 to 8:30.
Yes, and Lon Goddard will be playing on the 10th of December at Kuntai Restaurant from 6 to 8. And then on the 16th of December, he'll be at Misty Mountain Brewing from 6 to 8 p.m.
Yep, and then Rat Brush on the December 2nd, he'll be at Checo Brewing from 6 to 8. On the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th, you can find him at Kuntai Restaurant, 6 to 8. On the 10th, he'll be at the Manly Arts Center Second Saturday Art Walk, 3 to 6. And then on the 14th, he'll be at Seaview Senior Living from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., little short schedule this week, but I get all the stuff this week, so we'll have a bigger schedule next week. Yeah, it'll be all set up.
All right. All righty. Yep. And then we have an announcement here of learning how to foxtrot. This is happening at the Methodist Church Fireside Room. That's at 664 H Street in Crescent City. Now, they should note that there is no lesson this week on the 22nd, but it's running through the 6th of December. That's a Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Dance lessons are done by Carol Z. For information, you can call 707-457-7955. No partner is needed to participate. They do ask for a $5 suggested donation. And hey, now it's time for quotes from famous people with Cousin Bruce.
Well, here we go. I remember last week I couldn't get no pilgrim ones, so I did the second best thing I could think of. Here are a few quotes from Spencer Tracy. Now, he portrayed the Mayflower Captain Christopher Jones in the 1952 movie The Pilgrim Adventure. So I got some quotes from him. He says, acting is not an important job in the scheme of things, but plumbing is. He says, it is up to us to give ourselves recognition. If we wait for it to come from others, we feel resentful when it doesn't. And when it does, we may well reject it. He says, acting to me is always reacting. And then last but not least, hey, know your lines and don't bump into the furniture. Yeah, that's good advice right there from Spencer Tracy. Hope you enjoyed these week's quotes with Cousin Bruce. Till next week, have a great one. Yeah, a little something, something from...
You can walk. Yeah. You can talk. Can you do both at the same time?
That's right. Don't walk into the furniture. That's right.
Exactly, exactly. Hey, the Crescent City Foursquare Church is presenting their community Thanksgiving dinner. It's happening at the Del Norte County Fairgrounds at 421 Highway 101 North in Crescent City. It's going to be on the 24th of November from noon to 2 p.m. Tis the season to come together as a community for a community Thanksgiving dinner, and they need some help. You can sign up to set up the day before. You can serve the day of. There are several assignments to choose from and two different shifts. There's also a cleanup crew. All are welcome to attend and join your families for dinner before or after your assigned shifts. They'll be preparing the food at the DNUSD kitchen and will be ordering food in bulk. If you'd like to help with the cost of food, you can donate, or you can sign up to serve by going to www.ccfoursquare.org/Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Hey, and then it's tis the season. Chetco Activity Center at 550 Chetco Lane in Brookings is presenting a Thanksgiving Day fundraiser. This is happening on the 24th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. They're doing a full turkey dinner with all the trimmings, salad, dessert, and drinks. There'll be raffle prizes and a silent auction. Tickets are available at the Chetco Activity Center. $20 if bought by November 23rd. $25 at the door on November 24th. Children 6 and under are free. For more information on this, you can call 541-469-6822.
And it is almost here, Nature's Coastal Holiday Festival of Lights. Woo-hoo! 2022. It's happening at Azaleas Park in Brookings. It'll open the 25th of November and run through December 27th, each night 5 to 9 p.m. Admission for adults is $3. Kids 12 and under get in for free. It is cash only. It's a walkthrough display taking about 30 to 45 minutes. Now, they do note extreme winter weather is always a possibility on the coast, and it can impact their opening for a night or force them to close early. They follow weather.com for Brookings Harbor, that's the zip code 97415, and they post on their Facebook page by 3 o'clock if they know the weather will not permit an opening. If the weather turns worse after opening, they'll update Facebook. And hey, they want to let people know that Santa and Mrs. Claus will make appearances every Friday and Saturday night from 6 to 8 p.m. You can watch Facebook for more information. Those dates are going to be November 25th and 26th, and then December 2nd, 3rd, 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. That's Christmas Eve.
Yes, indeedy. Hey, and let's see, the Gold Beach Community Center, located at 29841 Airport Way, is having a birthday party. That's right, it's a birthday party for all Scorpios and Sagittarius. This is happening on the 29th of November here, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. They say come join us for lunch to celebrate all November birthdays. The Gold Beach Community Center is throwing a birthday party on Tuesday to celebrate all the birthdays, including volunteers, employees, friends, and neighbors. There will be cake and ice cream for dessert, so come join in on the fun.
All right. And also up in Gold Beach, the Curry Public Library is having their 5th annual Gingerbread House Competition. The theme for this year is a Rogue River Winter. It's going to begin Saturday, November 26th at 10 a.m. You can pick up a free gingerbread house kit from the library. They do say it is first come, first served, while supplies last. You can also purchase your own kit or make your own gingerbread house from scratch at home. And then on Saturday, December 10th from 2 to 4 p.m., they ask you to bring your completed house and an entry slip for an in-person judging extravaganza at the library. It'll feature wintry treats, local celebrity judges, and fabulous prizes. Attendance is encouraged as judging is planned to be interactive. And they say to wear an ugly sweater for a chance to win prizes in their ugly sweater contest. And here are the rules, folks. Participants are welcome to use the kits provided, their own kit, or make their own gingerbread house from scratch. But regardless, all parts of the gingerbread house display must be edible. The only exception is the base or platform for the house. And to be eligible into entry in the family division, at least one member of your household must be under the age of 18. And with that said, it's now time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right. G'day, Cat. G'day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Oh, did you know that a flight attendant fell from over 33,000 feet with no parachute and survived? Well, it's true. Here's the story. This truly incredible story sounds more like a wild scenario from an action film than a real true story. However, it really happened in 1972. Vesna Vulovic was born in Serbia when it was part of Yugoslavia. She worked as a flight attendant for the former Yugoslavian airline JAT. At the age of 22, she was on board JAT Flights 367 bound for Copenhagen. Ironically, she wasn't scheduled to fly that day. Due to some name confusion, she was mistakenly mixed up with another flight attendant with the same first name. Well, during the flight, a briefcase bomb went off, causing the plane to blow up and crash to the ground in pieces. Vulovic was the only survivor of the tragedy and the only person to fall from such a height and live. Due to her amnesia, Vesna Vulovic had no memory of the crash or the explosion, but air safety investigators believe that Vulovic's position with the aircraft at the time of the explosion helped her survive the fall. You see, she was in the rear of the plane with a food cart when the fuselage broke apart. The tail section Vulovic was trapped in had come down in a densely forested area, which was also covered in snow, further cushioning the impact. Well, although Vulovic sustained a fractured skull, 2 crushed vertebrae, a broken pelvis, 2 broken legs, and several broken ribs. She was still conscious, and her cries for help had been heard in the dark by a woodsman who was among the rescue team. Well, talk about having a guardian angel. She must have had 2. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's Bitterweed History with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Till next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird.
Oh, that poor person.
Oh my goodness. You believe that?
Don't make me afraid of flying. I love flying.
Oh my gosh. Well, you got to realize in the times it was like there was some stuff going on over there. I think, yeah. Mm-hmm. That stuff. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it happened on a common, but yeah. Phew, 33,000 feet and lived to tell about it. You know, I was wondering how she fell. And then as I read on, it was like she was in a tail end of the plane.
Oh, hey, we've got an announcement here from the Czech Copelican Players. They're pleased to present the musical Rent by Jonathan Larson. Tickets are now on sale for the rock musical Rent, set at Christmas time in the East Village of New York City. Rent is about falling in love, finding your voice, and living for today. Winner of the Tony Award for Best Musical and the Pulitzer Prize for Drama, Rent has become a pop cultural phenomenon with songs that rock and a story that resonates with audiences across generations. The show dates for Rent are December 2nd through 18th. It's Friday and Saturday performances at 7:30 p.m., Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Doors open 45 minutes before the start of each performance. Tickets are $15 for adults, $7 for students, and there are 3 ways to get a seat. You can get tickets at czechcopelicanplayers.org. You can call 541-469-1857, or you can buy them at the door on the night of performance. The Playhouse is located at 1240 Checo Avenue in Brookings. And there is a note here, Rent does contain mature content and scenarios. For more information about the show, including audience suitability suggestions, you can visit CzechoPelicanPlayers.org.
Hey, Insider of Southern Oregon is presenting Dueling 12 Strings, a fundraiser for the Brookings Harbor Food Bank. This is going to be happening at the Grange in Harbor, 97895 Shopping Center Avenue. This will be on December 3rd, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., featuring guitarists extraordinaire Troy Spence Jr. and Chris Capitano. Hey, there's going to be live music, Spezzatura Pizza, and Misty Mountain Brewing will be there. But wait, there's more. There will also be a gift basket full of goodies donated by Aunt Lori's Sweets for a door prize to some lucky participant. $10 suggested donation at the door, and you get a shot at the door prize with that $10 donation. It's 3 hours of great music for a good cause. Oh, yes.
All right. And the Ellensburg Theater Company up at 94196 West Moore Street in Gold Beach are presenting A Sousified Christmas Carol. This was written by Peter Bladell, directed by Miranda Lopez. The dates for this are the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 9th, 10th, and 11th, and 16th, 17th, and 18th of December. Friday and Saturday performances at 7:30, and then Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. And 2 children may enter free with a paying adult on the 3rd, 4th, and 11th. Tickets are $20 for adults. Ages 4 to 16 are $8. For reservations or more information, you can call 541-247-4382. Tickets are available at Gold Beach Books, Jerry's Rogue River Museum and Gifts, and Wright's Custom Framing in Brookings.
Yeah. Hey, the Event Center on the Beach, located at 29392 Ellensburg Avenue in Gold Beach, is presenting Holiday Light Parade and Tree Lighting. This is happening on December 3rd, 5 p.m. Light up your float, boat, car, horse, log, truck, or whatever else you want to bring through the parade to light up Highway 101. After you enjoy the light parade, you can join them as they light the community tree at the fairgrounds and indulge in some warm cider, hot chocolate, and treats in the showcase. The big man himself may even make an appearance, they say. So there you go. Yeah, tis the season.
And the Pacific Music Guild is presenting the North Coast Chorale and North Coast Youth Choir, a Christmas concert. This is happening at the Crescent Elk Auditorium at 994 G Street in Crescent City. The dates for performances are the 6th and 7th of December at 7:30 p.m. It's $10 for general admission or $8 for students.
Yeah, and the Brookings Elks Lodge, 800 Elk Drive, is having a crab feed. Hopefully this doesn't get affected, but this will happen on December 9th, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Weather permitting, they say. $35 per person, includes all you can eat, salad and bread. This is a fundraiser to tint the bar windows, open to members and their guests. No regular Friday night dinner service will be that night. Yeah. There you go. Alrighty. Special note there. Yeah.
And the 8th annual Brookings Christmas Parade is happening on the 10th of December at 5:30 p.m. The parade route this year is Oak Street to Railroad Street to 5th Street to Easy Street. The public is invited to participate in the parade. There are no signups. The event lineup is at 4:30 p.m. You can check out their Facebook page or call Amy at 541-251-4833. After the parade, you can visit Santa at the Event Center at 800 Checo Avenue, and there will be refreshments served.
Yeah, but can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? Yeah, there you go. It's not there. Look at all the streets they fly up on, though. I love it. Yeah. Right. Hey, Friends Not Bullies is having a kids' Christmas bazaar at Brookings Elks Lodge. This is happening on the 10th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Hey, come join in all the fun as kids run the vendor booths to make money for Christmas presents. How cool is that? There will be a karaoke / music. Sprezzatura Pizza will be there. And also there'll be guest appearances by the Grinch and a certain princess. Plus a door prize where one lucky person will win a gift basket from Aunt Lori's Sweets. If you're interested in being a vendor or performing, you can contact Wendy Andrade at 541-254-1125. Fun at the Elks Lodge. Oh, yeah.
All right, and a place I've been meaning to check out, the First Chapter Coffee House, located at 29325 Ellensburg Avenue in Gold Beach, is presenting a holiday market. This is going to happen on the 10th of December from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's going to feature handmade art, jewelry, pottery, and more.
Yes, it is. And the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, located at 770 Elk Drive in Brookings, is presenting Jesus Once of Humble Birth Christmas Cantata. This is by Sally Defford, and it's performed by the Brookings Ward. This will be happening on the 10th of December at 6 p.m. Light refreshments will be served.
All right, and keeping up the spirit of the season here, a Celtic Christmas concert with Jerry Bauer and friends is going to be happening at the Smith River United Methodist Church. That's at 121 Beckstead Avenue in Smith River. And it's going to take place on the 11th of December from 2 to 4 p.m. Tickets are $10 at the door. The proceeds from this will go to benefit the repair of their bell tower. For more information, you can call 541-661-1385.
Yeah, and hey, that small town Nutcracker story is having a premiere here. They're going to be showing the movie at Redwood Theater at 621 Checo Avenue in Brookings. I'm very excited about this. It'll be happening on December 12th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. This is the heartwarming story about perseverance, adventure, and coming of age in a certain time. You can watch the locally made award-winning movie screening at the Redwood Theater. Now, this movie, hey, it's won already several awards. Best First-Time Director of a Feature by the New York Cinematography Awards. Best Cinematography and Best Feature Film from the Pure Magic International Film Festival. And then the Best Cast Ensemble from the Orlando Film Festival. You can bring your friends and family and join members of the cast for this event. Director Robert Dutaut will be on hand for a Q&A after the show. Admission is $7 at the door. Yeah, Drosselmeyer will be there at the 7 o'clock showing. But yeah. I got to pick up Junior's school, so I won't be able to make the early one. But yeah, I'll be there at the 7 o'clock one. Absolutely. Oh, it'll be great. Yeah. It'll be neat to see it on the big widescreen, you know.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah, no kidding. I'm so proud of everybody that took part in that. That is an amazing accomplishment. Good job, team.
It was a great community effort. And I mean, it just everybody from all locals, it's just a wonderful thing. Yeah, that's so great. Cool. I dig it. I'm very proud. Yeah.
Well, hey, we've got a PSA here from the bereaved parents of the Northwest Coast. There will be a gathering for the annual candle lighting ceremony to remember children that they have lost. The candle lighting will be held Sunday, December 11th at the Event Center. That's 800 Checo Avenue in Brookings. The gathering will start at 6:30 with the lighting at 7 p.m. There is plenty of parking and candles will be supplied.
All right. Yeah, very cool. Mm-hmm. Stout Mountain Railway is presenting Destinations. This is at the Brookings Harbor Shopping Center. They do it every year. It's a beautiful thing. This will be happening on the 17th of December and run until New Year's Eve. Open daily from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Enjoy a variety of model train layouts of many scales. And for more info, you can go to Stout Mountain Railway Club Facebook page.
All right. And the Manly Arts Center, located at 433 Oak Street in Brookings, is presenting a Synergy and Serenity Pete Chaser art exhibit. The exhibit, on display from November through December 3rd, features the synergistic and serene work of Pete Chaser. Pete is both a painter and a sculptor who grew up, went to school, and then spent an early career in advertising on the East Coast. His formal art training includes 4 years of high school art and art history in college, and he often visited the works of old and modern masters at New York's major museums.
Yeah, I knew Pete. I still know him, but I mean, we used to work out at the same gym. So he had his paintings up all around, and he switched them out and everything. So I've seen a lot of his works. Very good. Very good.
Yeah,
cool
yeah.
guy. Good artist. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, and Caitlin's Cause, it's that time of year again. Caitlin's Cause in honor of retired police chiefs Chris Wallace and Molly Wallace's daughter, Caitlin, who succumbed to synovial sarcoma in 2008 at the age of 17. Caitlin's wish was to start a program that provided non-essential medical care to patients and just something to bring a smile to their faces. Caitlin's Cause raises money every year to purchase gifts for sick children, and in December of each year, the gifts are hand-delivered to children with cancer receiving treatment at Dornbecker Children's Hospital. The gifts range from toys to gift cards to electronics for some teens. Additionally, Caitlin's Cause enables gifts to be maintained at Dornbecker and distributed over the rest of the year to patients battling cancer, sometimes being delivered the day the child is diagnosed. Caitlin's Cause is a nonprofit organization, and if you'd like to donate to this great cause, please go to www.caitlinscause.com.
All right. And Danaca is presenting an art exhibit by vets and family members. The Del Norte Association for Cultural Awareness is pleased to present an exhibit by veterans and their family members. It's now on display, and it'll be on display through the 12th of January, and that's going to be at the Del Norte Courthouse. The exhibit features a variety of visual art mediums, including watercolor, photography, and multimedia. The courthouse is located at 450 H Street in Crescent City. It's open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays, with the exception, of course, of state holidays. For more information about this exhibit, you can contact Danaca at 707-464-1336 or send an email to office@danaca.net.
Oh, yeah, and here we go. Again, we got the Flying Fickle Fiend of Fate, so we better get saying goodbye. I want to give a shout-out to support local businesses. Remember to always shop local. And we'd like to give a shout-out to our fearless producers, Rose Weiss and Brother Tom, for all their great work making us look and sound good on the radio. I want to thank you all for tuning into this week's Insider Report, and please make sure to tune in on a daily basis to KCIW 100.7 FM and listen to all the fine shows they have to offer. Hey, you can listen to all the fantastic show podcasts, including the Insider Report, at kciw.org. And while you're there, you can check out the live streaming that is now available. That means you can listen to the Insider Report in Timbuktu if you happen to be there. Well, if they happen to have Wi-Fi, that is. But yeah, you can listen 2 weeks back to all the shows on there that you don't all hear on the radio. So there you go. And make sure to check out the Magical Musical History Tour this week, as we are holding back the years with Simply Red. You can see days and times by going to kciw.org and checking out the weekly schedule. Hey, until next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Liddell.
And we are signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey, we'll see you out there.
Bam!
Music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.